Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 8:05 Tuesday morning, and we're being joined in the studio right now by our dear friend Scott Capurro. I believe this is your last appearance before you go back on vacation.
I have to go on vacation again, yes. This has been really gone by fast.
It has gone by fast.
Yeah, all the shows were sold out. I was really glad.
Oh, and you are at Sally Tomatoes this Saturday.
Yes, we're at Sally Tomatoes this Saturday.
Where is Sally Tomatoes?
Up in Rohnert Park.
All right.
I played the Blue Lagoon in Santa Cruz, and Vinny was meant to show up, and we were a bit sad.
I couldn't find it.
All right.
It's yes,
right
Vinny,
on
your
drag.
Hand is up.
It's on the main drag.
Is it true
what?
That you believe a flat tire is proper use of dialing 911?
Yes, it is. We were right on the side of the road. It was a scary turn off on the freeway.
You almost dialed 911 because of a flat tire.
It's what I was told to do.
By whom?
The roadside person, the Geico. I called her. I said, we've got a flat. Oh, God, it was so scary. We're going like,
all right, start back up. So you just got a brand new car.
Yeah.
And you're on the highway.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
highway?
The 280 going south towards San Jose. And we're going like 75, 80 miles
headed
an hour.
Headed to a show?
Yeah, to the Blue Lagoon. And we were
which
early,
lane were you in?
The fast?
So you're all the way over on the left-hand side.
Maybe the one next to that on the right.
And you're... Tire blow. Which tire?
Well, the passenger front right. And, and we were like, oh, we'll leave early. We'll have a nice meal. We'll see Vinny. We'll go to the Blue Lagoon. We'll walk around. It'll be really fun. And then we're listening to the Supremes, and she's singing You Can't Hurry Love. Hers is the best, I think. Anyway, and then poo. I'm like, God, that sounds like a gunshot. Was that song recorded live? And then I realized, no. No. It's the tire. And it goes. And Edson looks at me like, ah! And we pull over to the right. And thank God there wasn't too much traffic because we were really fast. Off to an exit on the freeway. And just park and get out. Oh, the tire. Something jumped up from the road. Flew across the freeway and sliced our tire in half. That's what the guy at the tire store told us on Santa Cruz on Sunday. Thank God Wheelworks was open on Sunday morning. Oh. I know, but we, Ethan, thanks, Ethan. He's my tire crush. Anyway, we sat there looking at the tire, and I'm on the phone to Geico thinking, why didn't I marry a husband that can change a tire? I mean, I can't do it.
Don't you have AAA?
Well, I called Geico, and they have roadside service, and they couldn't find anyone to do it. And then I called the other roadside service we have through Toyota, which we just bought the car from, and the guy's like, I'll be there in an hour and 20. And I'm like, no, I've got a show at Blue Lagoon, which no one can find, so... Edson finally just looked at me like, I'll just do this.
Okay, change the tire.
I changed that.
So he changed the tire.
He got the weapons out of the back and did it in like a half hour around the road. Whatever they're called, the things.
Did you have stuff. So you just had a donut spare, just a little
we did.
Spare to get
and we had
there.
To drive 40 miles on that, up and over the 17 going 45 miles.
That's
we were popular.
Scary.
We were totally. With a long, like, you know, a limo
parade.
Procession behind us.
Okay.
The whole time.
We don't care.
Yeah, yeah. We got there at 7:25 thing. We had a half hour, and the guy runs the room like, no, you start in 3 minutes, go change. I'm like, what? What? It starts at 7:30. Where's the green room? There's no green room. It's a Blue Lagoon. Go change the hallway. And I had a whole outfit planned. A cute I know, my little Hawaiian shirt, my cute shoes. I couldn't do it. I had to run on the stage, and the show was completely scattered. But your audience was very patient with me. And people were yelling out, where's Hooman? Where's Hooman? Which never happens. I never get call-outs for Hooman.
They wanted Hooman.
I'm telling you, Hooman, South Bay, that's your territory. Seriously. They're all over it.
And how long did you do?
Honey, I did about the opening guy talked about stuff. I didn't listen for about 7 minutes, right?
Yeah. Boy, only 7 minutes.
And then I did about an hour?
1 hour.
That's not bad, right? Considering how rattled I was and scared, and I had to talk about the roadside service and stuff.
But people were very nice.
Oh, you took that
everybody.
Right onto the stage.
I had to. I have to process my feelings, Vinny. You know what I'm like. I had to share because I care. It was so. You guys, that
you guys
car had
the
could
worst
flipped.
Car luck of anyone I've ever met.
Why is that? Why?
And Edson was telling me that when you pulled off the highway to like to change the thing, you pulled onto the road that you'd gotten into the accident on in the first place.
That was the road where we had the accident 2 weeks ago. Because when we pulled down there
like,
after we changed the tires, it was the same gas station we filled up after we'd been hit.
Oh no!
I know, the same road. It was so weird of all the roads in the world. And and the gas station guy looked at the tire. He's like, "You're fine. Just get out. We're closed. Go."
Oh, and then coming back in from Santa Cruz, remember Waze took us to that little road again.
Waze took us to that road again coming back. I know. It's weird. It's creepy. That something happened on that road. Something bad. God's plan, right, honey? Bad things. Yeah.
God's plan.
Yeah, bad things.
God's plan.
Something happened.
So 408 says, "Geez, Scott, how do you manage to break a car every time you visit?"
That's the weird thing. It's not me crashing things, is it? It's me being hit or breaking it. I don't. I drive so safely, don't I, honey? Honey.
Yeah.
Thank you. I drive. And I got that car because it felt safe.
I open my Facebook and I see this post. Can anyone help us? And I'm like, the dramatics with these two.
Why can you calm down? Where were you for us?
I was nowhere near you.
You were very close. Yes, yes. Which is San Jose, basically.
No,
it's the same. Palo Alto. It's the same.
Jose.
They're sister cities or cousins or adjacent. They are. You didn't even think, oh, I could be on the road and be there in 20 minutes in one of my many cars.
No, I did not. First of all, I didn't see that in real time. Well, I wasn't sitting there with my Facebook app going, I can make it.
I can be there. And you didn't
You're
come to Blue
Lagoon. You're always looking for an opportunity to be a hero, Vin. Oh. You know.
Yeah. Vinny, where Hello. Do you really live when we drive there? We never know.
Scotts Valley, right?
Is that Scotts Valley?
I live in Scotts Valley.
You drove through that beautiful area, honey.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, you were there?
Yeah, we drove the 17. We drove right through
it. Oh, you drove right past, sure.
We honked. You didn't stick your hand out.
I didn't hear you.
That's weird.
I usually hear all the honking.
We saw so many accidents, like really bad ones.
On the 17, there were 3 accidents that day.
17's not safe.
It's not. Yeah.
Period. There's no other way to word it.
It's weird, right?
Right.
Do you see a lot? You must see
all the time. Rollovers, all the time.
What? How? Why do they roll?
This is what I think. I think people are overcorrecting once they get into a sketchy position, and it pops, flips them over.
Right.
I that's my only guess because I often have driven by thinking, how in the hell.
Yeah.
Right.
Did you do that to yourself?
Yeah.
But I think it's that you've lost control now and you've either bounced off the center divide or and then you just start overcorrecting until it pops and flips you.
Yeah, that's what happens when people flip their tires on blown tires too.
Yes.
When they flip their cars.
It starts to weave a little and you start
and then the overcorrection is the thing that kicks you over.
Yeah, our car, it stayed pretty stable because I think it's a heavy car, which is good.
Oh, well, there you go.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. But when we had it, I'm like, these tires, and I called the dealership. I'm like, how could you? How could, and they're like, the tires are fine. We checked them. There's no way. We couldn't have sold the car. Well, then.
Meanwhile, instead of just opening the manual and replacing the tire, you called everyone. And almost 911.
Yes, I almost called 911. Or a cab service. What could I do? I just had a manicure pedicure. I'm not going to change the tire.
Oh my god!
I didn't want oil under my nails.
I
had a show to do.
Uber.
Yeah. If Edson wasn't there, was that your first tire that you changed?
No. I did it before.
No, because he crashed the car in Ireland.
What if he wasn't there?
I would have called Uber.
I'm sorry. When was the last time he changed a tire?
He went up a wall in Ireland. He kind of drove up a wall and popped a tire.
It was not
Ireland.
Oh, my
God. These two should have their
whale.
Licenses revoked. They're the two most terrible drivers.
The walls narrowed very quickly in Ireland. You know what those roads are like. Very narrow.
It is narrow. I screamed a lot.
Wales.
It was Wales. No,
wherever.
It was actually, it wasn't Wales either.
So you're here. You made it safely. Please try to keep it together for the 1 week you have remaining.
I've got to say, the traffic out there and the way people drive is crazy. I mean, it just happened again last night. 3 times we've seen people coming at us in our lane. That's happened 3 times the last couple of weeks in this car. Oh. People in the wrong lane coming our direction. People drive like they're nuts here. And all the... We're
the sane ones.
We're here. Anyway, yeah. In San Francisco, I don't see
you
driving.
You just
like
told
us
about driving up walls in Wales. It's you guys.
No,
it's not us.
It wasn't for
it's
one
not,
thing.
No, the people in Cornwall right now are like us.
No, the roads. Edson was trying to pass the car. Anyway, I was annoyed with him for doing what he did. And then he drove up a wall. It was a long time ago.
I didn't have space. The guy was coming against me.
Because, honey, you were meant to slow down and let him go. You were meant to slow and not drive up a wall. It's just... Anyway, it's all good. He drove up a wall. It was fine. The show was fine. But yeah, Blue Lagoon, Vinny, it's on the main drag. I'm doing a show there again. Don't worry, you'll make it.
Liked it?
Oh, it was great.
You liked it?
Yeah, I loved it.
So they'll stay in your rotation?
I think it's going to stay in. Yes, it's going to be one of those.
You are pretty far flung in this area. I mean,
yeah, you do
salad
tour.
Salad tomatoes
I'm
all
on
the way
front,
down.
Front grounds for the front. What
You're
is
amazing.
Front?
How yeah, do you do it?
For you. I do it for you.
Do you know what today is?
National Child Safety Day.
No.
Today.
It's someone special's birthday.
Oh, Bryn's birthday.
No.
No.
Thanks, Scott.
It's not Vinny's birthday.
Someone special for you.
Oh.
Oh, I already know.
Barry Manilow? Barbara Streisand. Mm. Yeah, of course it's Barbara's. Mm. Yes.
Barbara Streisand's birthday.
Same day as Hitler. Oh,
no, Hitler was
what?
The 20th.
Yeah, almost same day. Almost same day as Hitler. Yeah.
How old is Barbara? Like 100?
76.
Are you also a Barbara fan?
No.
Oh, so how do you feel about the bean and noodle portrait of Barbara that he has hanging up at the house?
I had to learn to live with it.
So when he puts on Barbara at home, you allow that? Or
I just say, can you turn this screaming woman a little bit down?
Screaming?
Yes. Yeah. Honey, do your impression of one of her songs.
You mean? Things like that. All the songs are to me.
They're all about her. They're all about me. To me. They all
well, I just thought that in honor of her birthday, you might want to perform a little Barbara. We have it all ready for you.
What do you have, Brent?
Oh,
what do you got?
Oh, my goodness.
What's on your
I
repertoire
didn't know this
there?
Was coming.
Evergreen.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, you know this song here? Here's the ooze part. Here. Do you need the lyrics?
No, Brent, stop talking. Everybody, love, soft as an easy chair, love, fresh as the morning air, Academy warning song. One love that is shared by two, I have found with you.
You should probably
everybody,
stand up. We don't know it.
Like a rose under the April snow. Missed my hair up a little bit. I was always certain love would grow. Honey, how'd I sound? Love,
you sound good.
Ageless and evergreen.
You sound so good.
Seldom seen. We love you, Barbara. Bye,
love you, Barbara.
To everybody.
Sing it, girl.
You and I will make each night a first. Every day, I should have coffee. Beginning, I'm a little bit flat. Sorry, like Barbara. Spirits rise, and the dance is unrehearsed. They warm and excite us, 'cause we have the brightest love. Two lights that shine as one, morning glory and midnight sun. Time, we've learned to stay above. Time won't change the meaning of. Bring it down. One love, ageless and ever. Backups, please. Ever green. Mm.
Oh, cool.
Thank you. For Bob. Barbara.
That was a fitting I only do that for Barbara.
I think I gave Vinny a headache. For Barbara.
Wearing your pink shorts. Yeah, I know. And you're just closing your eyes.
I know. I love it. I really feel it.
Edson, you want to give us a review of that?
Honey?
I have to say it was okay.
Some of it was her live performance of that song in 1985.
I noticed that you did change it up
a little
bit.
And then some of it
was Human thoughts film. On that?
Well, listen, there was incredible passion. There was unbelievable sincerity. He knew all the lyrics. Mm-hmm. You're
he
going
really
to
did.
Hollywood.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Exciting.
I thought it was lovely, Scott.
Thank you, Yuzette. I appreciate that.
I hope people watched it on The Looking Glass.
Oh, I'm
I
sure
mean,
they
really,
did,
the performance
right?
was
I worked
really
it.
Moving.
I was working it. Mm-hmm. I was feeling it. That was for the back row of that song.
And holding that last note.
Thank you.
That
I appreciate
was
it.
Long.
Well, you got to hold it. Barbara holds it. Mm-hmm. Through the roof. Yeah. Through the roof.
Edson was cringing the entire time, biting his hands, his fingers, making like weird gestures with his face.
I think he's not. It's because I took that song to a new level, I think.
Is that what it was, Edson?
Surprising.
Yeah, I've never heard him before like that.
Yeah. Oh. I took a tune.
Wow.
You know, you should have given him the reverb.
Yeah, I set that up, but I was too late. I thought about that mid-song, and I grabbed.
Well, if you want to do an encore.
Yeah, if we want to do another. Just kidding. We're not doing another.
Time we've learned to. Okay. Anytime.
I can see that he's ready.
Anytime you want, Barbara.
So, moving on.
yes. Thanks
I just thought you might, you know, I thought you might want to commemorate Barbara's
Have you
birthday.
Seen a photo of her recently?
No.
She said a lot of.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
you know
not
what,
new,
though? I just I'll never tell thought you she something. Would. Initially, when I saw Lionel Richie, when he was sort of coming out for this American Idol thing, his surgery looked so brand new and
tight.
Really bad. But I saw him this morning in a picture, and at 68, he looks pretty damn good. We think of 68 as
aged.
You're 1 foot in, right? Mm-hmm. And he looks pretty darn good. I haven't seen Barbara in a while, but. What is she, 70-something, did you say?
76.
Yeah, 76. You know, I think a lot of it
Dang,
is that
man.
They get it done, and it looks really bad when it first gets done. Like, holy God, what have you done to yourself? Mm. And it, like, 6 months to a year later, it's relaxed down. Because I look at Jane Fonda now, I'm like, holy crap, the woman's 80 years old.
No, she looks great.
She looks amazing.
She's had really good work done, though. Mm.
But when she first gets it done, it's like, oh.
Maybe we get used to it, too. Like anything.
Maybe, yeah. right.
Like a blemish or scar.
But you put the age next to the face and you go, well, that's...
Yeah.
Nice. Better say what you will.
Better than a turkey neck.
But why would Barbara do it? Because she's not a leading lady anymore. And no,
vanity. Know. She wants to that's continue just, to look good. It has to be. But she still makes enough appearances. Or she doesn't want to be a recluse. She wants to continue to look good when she's out.
Appear in public.
Everywhere she goes, people... No, it's her.
Yeah.
You know? So she's like, I guess I'll just keep
it. She doesn't want to lose that James Brolin either, does she?
Yeah. That's
Oh,
true.
Yeah, I forgot about him. James Brolin getting all her time.
What about what do you have to get?
What are you going
to
do with it?
What about my Barbara time? I have so many friends who've run into her like in the ladies' room at a cinema or somewhere, and they're like, "Oh, I just saw Barbara in the toilet." You did? Yeah. Well, what? They don't care. People that don't care see her all the time.
Right.
But if I had one moment alone with her, I would
it's
just
actually
hold
for
her.
The best that you don't.
Really?
Have.
I would just hold her. That's a good thing, right? I just hug her.
She doesn't know you.
What? But
you're going to hold her?
But
what?
Hugs,
she's going to be like, security.
But that's universal.
I'm being kidnapped.
I'm a good hugger.
She doesn't want to touch anyone, I'm sure.
No, no. Don't put your. No,
you're the great unwashed. I mean,
yeah, get off
like,
me.
Keep those people
you're
away from
creepy
me.
Creepy couple.
No.
Did you hear that? You hear what he called you?
Creepy.
He said I was creepy.
You guys are both a little bit creepy, I gotta say.
But we did well with the car. We got to the show.
Yeah,
we
you did make it.
We did make it.
That it's is, that's
like
good
3 minutes.
And the ladies were very nice after all.
They were great. All your friends, you guys, they love you very much there.
I can't believe we had that many listeners in Santa Cruz.
Well, I think a lot of them had come from
come over
other
the hill
areas.
And,
yeah.
Right.
But there were a lot from Santa Cruz.
And I asked them if the radio reached the area. They said, no, we listen online.
They listen online a lot.
Right, the radio.com
app.
Yeah, I ran into a bunch of our fans there.
That's good.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah. We could have
I would
sold
be
a lot
actually,
more, actually.
I always feel like we sort of, I guess that's really changed with the internet and apps and stuff, you know? Because it used to be you'd step 1 foot outside the broadcast range and...
No, it's great. It was interesting because the bar itself is pretty a traditional bar, and then they have this performance space kind of in the back. So we're walking through the bar. The guys like, who are all these people going through? And the ladies with all their nails and hair and stuff. Ooh. They're very dressed up and stuff on the weekends. They look great.
Very nice listeners.
Yeah,
they take care for themselves.
They do. They look good.
Good for you, listeners. Good caring.
And they drag their boyfriends and husbands along. Who are like, oh.
Oh, their boyfriends and husbands love it.
They like once
what?
They're there, they're
they
fine.
They love it.
Really?
Once they're there, yes. they're great. And sometimes it's the other way around, but usually it's the ladies bringing their boyfriends and husbands. And they sit there with their arms crossed, and then 5 minutes in, they're drinking up and having a good old time.
Laughing.
Yeah, it was great.
So this weekend, Sally Tomatoes.
Yes.
And you've been there a bunch of times, right? Rohnert Park?
Yeah.
You're coming to my house on the way up?
Yeah, yeah. I got to see that garden.
Why? It's the same as it was last
time
you
I love the
were
garden.
There.
Yeah, but
That's
you know.
It's very sweet.
Edson likes getting high back there with your kids and stuff.
Oh, yes. Edson and my kids out there getting high.
Yeah,
it's
great.
That's happening.
That's fine, right? Mm-hmm. That's okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
It's really beautiful, your area.
Thank you. So have fun at Sally Tomatoes.
Is that it? Am I done?
Well, yeah. This is the time.
That went by so fast.
I know.
Well you sang a hot number.
Oh.
Thank you.
Great.
Do you know how to change a tire? Can you change a tire?
I would absolutely have changed that tire.
You've done it before?
Many times.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I could change a tire. I just never have. It seems hard getting the lug nuts
That's
loose.
The thing, getting all that stuff loose.
Yeah. I've changed one tire before.
How was it?
Well, I had to do it.
Yeah. Where
were
you?
Only me. I was in the Central Valley.
Oh. Oh, Jesus.
On your own?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
How long did it take you?
I don't know. Probably like half an hour. Mm.
That's good.
And I actually had to wait for it to get light out. So I just waited in my, because I was driving down to my mom and my grandma's house, and I had left really early, still dark out, and I had to wait for it to get light out so I could see what I was doing.
Yeah, of course. Would AAA have been better? Do they just show up like that?
AAA is really good, but
you wait for them sometimes, but
but they actually come quicker if you're in a dangerous situation like you are. They,
all right.
You're gonna tell him that?
That sounds good.
They do.
Well, that sounds good.
Just stress that you're in danger.
A tow truck driver. Just texted in saying you need to dial 511.
That's for highway assistance.
Non-emergency.
Oh,
right?
I would have done that.
They would have sent it out right away.
Oh, wow, that's great. Good to know. But Geico was saying, do 911, do 911. I'm like, I don't want to bother them. They'll be annoyed, too.
Well, they were just like, I got to get off the phone with this guy.
Yeah. I'm impressed that you all know how to change tires. I'm really impressed by all of your survival tactics. Good for all of you. But for me, I'm like, get somebody out here. I pay insurance policy premium things to do this.
Right, that's why I...
Well, I'm sure they would have, but this idea that you think everything this...
Well, I have a show, V. I kept telling them that at this... I kept saying, I have to be on stage in 20... And this guy's like, well, I don't know what you're talking... I don't know what that means. He said that too. I don't know what that means. But anyway, we're doing our best. We're doing our best.
Yeah.
And honey, didn't we roll... Once we put the fake tire on, we roll the car down the hill and we called him again. And they're like, well, he's still 25 minutes away. I'm like, I've changed the tire.
20 minutes.
It's been done. I just wanted to tell you that we did it ourselves. And then I hung up on him like I'd made a point. I'm sure he's on the other end going... Jeez,
okay, buddy.
What a bore. Anyway,
cleared up our schedule a little bit.
Well, here's to it being completely having there be an uneventful
drive to Rohnert Park,
Sally
into yours.
Just go slow. Avoid glass on the road.
Maybe I'll smoke more weed and it won't matter so much before I get behind the wheel. That's
don't do that.
Oh, really?
Don't even joke about that.
All
stop
right.
it.
That's bad. Don't do it. It's bad for the kids.
All right, Sally Tomatoes this Saturday. Scott Capurro, lovely to see
you. We're spending the night at your place Saturday too after the show, right? We're coming by and sleeping
you
over.
You can.
All right, honey, we're spending the night here.
And always great to see you
as
well.
And I'll see you all
Edson.
In September.
All right.
Yay.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Get her done Tuesday. This part of the show is
the Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by your mom.
Thanks, Mom. Thank you, Mom.
Here's what's happening.
Okay, I'm ready.
Game 5 tonight. Spurs at Warriors. We are up 3-1.
Warriors.
7:30 tip time. Go Warriors.
Mm-hmm. Warriors. Warriors.
Such a weird start time for a game.
What time?
7:30. I mean, it's not weird in that they always start them at 7:30. It's weird that it's 10:30 on the East Coast.
Oh.
It is crazy.
It is late.
That's the start of a game?
Seems late.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway, go Warriors. You going to this? Is Diamond going to this?
I wish. It's
kind of late for us.
Diamond can't stay out that late.
Yeah, you know how it is. Our bedtimes line up perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was thinking, Diamond has to put Bryn to bed.
Yeah.
I do know.
Yeah.
All right.
I haven't seen many playoffs in a while. Or anything else, really. Waffle House is offering to pay funeral expenses to the shooting victims, and also they plan to help cover medical expenses of those injured.
Wow.
Even though it's not their fault at all that some guy named Travis Reinking showed up at their restaurant and killed four people and injured another four.
Oh, that just makes me think Waffle House is run by some kind, caring people.
Yeah.
That's nice, because it does seem like corporate entities go on the immediate defensive when anything happens at their place. And I agree, it's not their fault. This guy wandered into a Waffle House and started shooting it up. And how nice that they're stepping up to help these people.
Ryan King was arrested in a wooded area yesterday after more than a day on the run. They're saying here they still don't know his motives, but it does seem that he's mentally
ill.
Yeah. And his dad knew, and his dad gave him the guns back. It just can't.
His dad should absolutely be in trouble.
There's no way his dad didn't know.
Right.
There's 2,100 locations in 25 states of Waffle House.
Oh, I was just thinking about that. Like, are they big?
They are. They're huge.
Mm. I've never eaten at one of you.
Yeah.
You have?
Sure.
Oh. I think this is super cool.
Okay.
Harley Davidson is seeking paid interns willing to spend their summer riding on motorcycles and chronicling the experience on social media.
Oh, my God.
Bryn?
That is all me right there.
Bryn's busy.
Bryn.
What's 12, he busy doing?
Working here.
What's the dates?
The 12 weeks. You still have some parent leave?
Is it possible he still has some parental leave left?
Vinny, that give seems... him some of yours. You're not taking it off.
I'm going to use more than I thought I was. You know what? As we have looked at the way this is going to play out, yeah, it's not going to be good for us.
Take what you
well,
need.
Well, I don't know that I'm going to... I don't want to take it all, but...
I want...
Our help is going to go home at some point.
Yeah.
And then she's going to have to go back to work at some point, and I see trouble.
I'm just saying, take what you need. There's not a whole lot of times in your life where you have the opportunity like this to be with your brand new baby.
Yeah.
And I
yeah.
just, there would be no feelings here that you should do anything else. Speaking of you missing work, jury duty, they've pushed out to a third day.
Dude, jury duty.
I thought you called in and they needed you or didn't, and that was that.
That's what I thought, too. Yeah. That's why I sent you guys. Did you see the addition?
Yes.
Because I was like, these guys think I'm probably pulling them, you know.
No, we don't.
Well, but I mean, I just, I felt like, this is ridiculous. So I called on Sunday night because mm-hmm. I got jury duty, and they said, your jury duty has been postponed. Call us again tomorrow night. Okay.
I this
call
does not
Monday
bode
night.
Well.
And so the 5:30 call... I'm truly sitting there waiting.
5:30.
Actually, the second time, which is why I was able to send you that little
blurb,
was because I went online to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it told me, call us again tomorrow night.
So you've tonight been postponed at 5:30, again. You have to call again.
Tonight at 5:30, I got to check again. On the bright side, I've already been able to come to work 2 days of this week.
Right.
On the downside, I'm someone who doesn't do well with, you know, things hanging in the air.
Right.
I like to know where I'm going to be.
Mm-hmm.
A big pain in my backside. And I like being here. I really
yeah.
just want to come and do our show.
It's nice to have normal days, normal yeah. weeks. There's no question about
in
it.
In fact, we're actually hitting that sort of time in the world where there's not a lot of holidays and mm-hmm. we're just cruising. That's what I like.
Right.
Just,
I like it too.
Just another day. It's all good. Anyway, back to Harley. This is for
their opportunity.
The new marketing is social media, so this is a way to...
Are they going to... I bet you they're going to pick people based on how many followers they have.
Applications
oh, sure.
are being accepted.
Influencers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got to believe that they have every right to do that, right?
Absolutely.
We're
going
to give you a motorcycle, so we want someone who's super... who posts a ton. Prolific.
Mm-hmm.
Prolific posters wanted.
Right. And
anyway,
interesting creative posters, too.
Applications are being accepted through May 11th, everyone. So if you want a free motorcycle, I would pursue Harley Davidson.
And a fun summer. I mean, that sounds amazing. Yeah, it really does.
Can Yeah Right do it then?
No.
Oh.
He doesn't even have a driver's license.
Yeah, that
and
kid.
And I'm pretty sure he can't get a, you know.
He doesn't even have a desire to
oh
get
my
a
God,
driver's
he just
license.
Doesn't care.
Can Riley do it?
Riley's busy.
What do you mean he's busy?
He's busy. He is in school.
Well,
we're praying for him to get an A plus in his math class.
Yes, we are.
He'll be off this summer, though, right?
He may be off this summer. He has stuff going on.
Does he?
Well, we have a bunch of stuff going on this summer, too.
Oh.
I'm busy.
Mm. I am busy. I'm so busy.
Okay, we're good.
Yeah. Plus, I'm not letting my kid do a motorcycle internship.
There's a 41-year-old.
Very dangerous.
There's
Back to you.
They're not that dangerous.
Oh, my God, you're crazy. There's, I know so many people who have been maimed
no, you
and
don't.
Killed. Yes,
so
I do.
So many people.
Oh, my God.
There's a 41-year-old woman named Wendy Dennis in Molino, Florida. And she's been married to her husband for 8 years.
Oh. Love. Mm. Soft as an easy chair.
Unfortunately for her, he was done.
Oh.
So last Tuesday, he went to a lawyer and got divorce papers before even telling her.
Oh, no.
When she came, and when he came home with them, Wendy responded by grabbing her rifle and trying to shoot him.
Oh, boy.
She missed,
That's
and he
good.
Locked himself inside their house and called 911. She's been arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Let me ask you a question. If you were trying to get divorced, do you tell the person and move out? Like, what's the move? Do you say, I want a divorce, I'm moving out. I want a divorce, you should leave, or here's the papers. Like, it seems like there's got to be thought process into this,
right?
It seems
like there'd be a lead up to it. Like, if we were going to divorce, it seems like we would either someone did something with someone else that, you know, came to light.
Yeah.
Right? So now there's a huge fight and a whole thing going on. Like,
it
I guess,
come
though.
Out of the blue.
So I guess if it did come out of the blue, I would set up something else, I'd get out of there, and then I'd have him served. You know? I don't like confrontation too much.
Well, no one does.
Right.
And divorce is a doozy.
So if it was out of the blue and I just decided I didn't want to be married anymore, I think I'd go the secret route. But my suspicion is that if we ever get a divorce, or when most people get a divorce, it's because of some unrest or something that's happened, and so it's not a surprise to anybody that someone's
also
asking.
Depends on if there's kids. If there's kids, I'm staying here with the kids. Mm-hmm. You're leaving.
Yeah, goodbye.
Yeah.
Oh. Go check into a hotel. And a cheap one, too.
Yeah.
Let's spend all our money.
Oh.
Vanilla Ice is going through that right now. Like, I guess he's got all their stuff.
Wait a minute.
And he keeps selling things
off.
Oh,
I saw something about that. Selling the water skis or jet skis or something.
Estranged wife or divorced wife or whatever. She's getting pissed. Like, she's like, what did he get for those jet skis? Those are our jet skis, my jet skis. God.
She never wanted the jet skis.
Apparently she did want them. She at least knew that they had them and said, those are half mine.
Why does she get stuff? What hit songs did she write?
None. Zero.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Do they have kids?
They do. I think they have two daughters.
How long they been married?
I don't know.
She put up with Rob Van Winkle.
Come on. She was married to Ice Baby. She gets a half.
Well, she wanted to marry him. He didn't make her.
Maybe he did make her. We don't know.
What?
Maybe he cheated on her. Maybe it's his fault they're getting a divorce.
16 years.
Oh,
boy.
Long time.
That's too bad. Yeah. That's very sad.
Astronomers have always wondered what the atmosphere around Uranus is made of.
It's gas, I think.
Here we go.
It is gas.
Of course it is.
They nice. Say, they say here,
nice,
it actually,
nice baby.
It actually does smell like farts.
Oh, it's like a methane gas?
A team of researchers just figured out it contains hydrogen sulfide, the same thing that gives rotten eggs a gassy smell. So.
Did you hear how
your Uranus stinks like farts?
Yeah.
Did you hear how the NASA people were trying to get everyone to change the pronunciation of it?
To Uranus.
No one's going to call
Please,
it Uranus.
No. It's so much funnier when you say Uranus.
Yeah. Keep it Uranus, everyone.
Yeah. Don't worry about it so much, NASA. Just because
you
a lot of people are talking about
Uranus.
Your dumb planet.
Hold your breath.
Yep.
Plug your nose.
It smells like farts there.
Rotten egg skunk poop.
Oh, nasty.
Yuck.
Mm, Uranus is nasty. Thanks.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. There's a couple. Driving my kids to the dentist and listening to Scott sing some Barbara. I asked them if they liked what they heard, and both said, no. Ha, ha, ha. I personally liked it.
Yeah. Well, he's definitely committed. That's for sure. He loves him some Barbara.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for putting Evergreen in my head. It's going to be a long day.
Evergreen. He held out that last note so beautifully.
I know.
Had some vibrato, too.
Oh, he sounded great. Well, at times.
Yeah, at certain times. Mm-hmm. Then he was flat.
Other times it was like, ooh.
916 says, I used Prime Now to deliver ice cream and root beer the other day in under an hour.
Oh.
Oh,
I just had a root beer float hankering and
nice.
Got
God,
it brought
now I'm
going to
need one of those. Mm-hmm. Sounds delicious.
John?
John, I want a root beer float.
Ben, I just ordered baby formula from Costco for the first time yesterday. The service is provided via Instacart, and they deliver right to your door.
Instacart, it's great. And they deliver the same day.
Yeah.
According to this, if you use Google Express, you can shop at many different stores, such as Target, Costco, all on the same app.
Boom.
We used Google. Didn't we do Google Express for a minute?
Yeah, we were using that.
I think I got a Fender Reverb amp delivered.
I know.
From
anything.
Guitar Center.
We'll go pick it up and bring it.
We got a couple of things from there. That's great. Forgot about that.
Of all the things to need.
Yeah. I don't see those vans or trucks around like I used to, though.
Yeah. Wonder how that's
maybe because the other one's taken.
Maybe.
Well, at Costco, there's a line just for Google Express now.
Oh, you'd like to go pick stuff up?
All the way on the right, just specifically for them.
And those are couriers who are going to pick up the Google thing.
Yeah, there's a bunch of
then...
people in uniforms with the Google uniforms, and they're just walking around picking out items.
Where's that,
Brent? At the Costco that I go to in South San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Next to the airport.
Hmm. Ding, ding.
Shame.
Is that the airport or is it Costco?
All of it.
I'll give you two. Then we're covered. More texts after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.